Because of shaking, quaking, convulsing, vibrating. Did they have it all figured out? They just simply believed. And they were lovers, radical, love sick lovers of Jesus. Love sick lovers with Jesus, and the kingdom was on them. The kingdom was on them and through them. Even their physical body could be touched. The spirit of might would come on them, like Samson, who would pick up the jawbone of an ass and kill 1,000 Philistines. Not with that kind of might, but it was superhuman, even in their physical bodies. The spirit of might, like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, could not be killed. All because of shaking.
The key word is grand. Isaiah 22 says this. 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 Now listen, listen to me. This is important. I want you to get this. Listen. It says Isaiah 22, verse 22. We've all heard the scripture before, but listen to Isaiah 22, 22. Because we're in an Isaiah 22, 22 window right now. Revival is breaking out in the earth. I'm prophesying over you. Listen. I'm prophesying over you. Revival is breaking out in the earth. Revival is breaking out in the earth. We've only seen the beginning of the opening of the heavens when Jesus is visiting us now. He's visiting us in a way that he's not visited before. The earth, we are in a brand new place. The earth is in a new cycle of a visitation from Jesus Christ. But only those that are not offended, only those that shake and quake and believe are going to be able to receive what comes from heaven. God is rewiring the body. Now listen to me. Hold on, listen to me now. Bob Jones prophesied just the other day. He said, Jeff, there's a new visitation coming from June 22nd to July 22nd. 22, 22. He said, we've already got the beginning revival, but there's going to be a massive release from June 22nd to July 22nd. 22, 22. Isaiah 22, 22. Are you hearing me? This revival, this visitation, this invasion of heaven will be marked in this manner. I'm giving you the roadmap. And the key of the house of David will I lay upon his shoulder. Talking about the body. Talking about us. The key of the house of David. What is the key of the house of David? Who was David? Worship. Praise. Ecstatic. Out of your mind. I will even be more undignified than this. I will be out of my mind with praise to the King. The city of David. Come, let us sing with joy to the Lord. Let us dance before his presence in ecstatic joy. The key of the house of David, I will lay upon your shoulders. He's talking to you. Listen to me now. He's talking to you. I will lay upon your shoulders, and he shall open, you shall open, and no one will close. And you will close, and no man will open. God is giving you the key of David. Keys open things. Jesus said in Matthew 16, 18, he said, I'm giving you the keys to the kingdom. Peter, who do men say that I am? Well, Lord, some say that you're John. Some say that you're, you know, Elijah. Some say that you're one of the prophets that have risen from the dead. Well, that's all great, Peter. I'm glad the world thinks that of me. But Peter, who do you say that I am? He said, Lord, you're the Christ. You are the Christ. I recognize Christ. And he said, Peter, flesh and blood, or the earth, or the spirit of the world, does not reveal this to you. But my papa, my daddy, my father in heaven has revealed this to you. And he said, Peter, you are a large piece of rock, but upon this rock, he was pointing to himself. Your name means rock, but I'm telling you, on this rock, not the Catholic Church, not the Pope, not Peter. He was saying, upon this rock, pointing to himself, I will build my church, and the gates of hell, the power of the infernal region, will not have power over it. Whatsoever you loose will be loosed. Whatever doors you open, will no man will be able to close. Whatever doors you close, I'm telling you, Peter, no man. If you open the door, no earthly man will shut that door. I'm laying upon you authority and power. You are family. You are sons and daughters. You are my key. Says this. Listen now, key of David. I will fasten you like a peg or a nail in a firm place. And you, it says, and he will become a throne of honor to his father's house. Did you hear that? Listen now. It says, and I'm going to fasten you. Listen. It says, I'm fastening you like a peg in a firm place, and you will become a throne of honor for your father's house. The God of this world has blinded the hearts of humanity. preventing them from seeing the illuminating light of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm telling you, God's taken the blinders off of humanity. We are not just mere human beings. And they ask us why we shake. They want to know why we shake. Your brain doesn't have the capacity for that kind of revelation. Revival was marked by shaking. Though I speak with the tongues of men and the tongues of angels. I'm telling you, I'm going to say something I've said very few places. But when you're connected with heaven, it's not just that you're connected with the Lord. You're connected with the seraphim, the cherubim, the fiery ones. The thousands times 10,000 times 10,000, you're connected as a portal or a gateway between heaven and earth. Do you realize that when you speak the word of God with that revelation, there are millions of angels that flow through your spirit, flow around you, because you are a gateway of heaven.
The key word is trans. Transformation.
Of it, and your mind is going to be far behind. Listen, you don't have to have it figured out. You're not going to figure it out. I don't have it. Nobody's got it figured out. Just get the impartation. Just get the experience of the impartation. Your brain will catch up later. God will catch your brain up to your experience. You will catch up. Your brain will understand. You'll begin to understand things you've never understood before. Supernaturally. You, listen, God designed you. You heard Georgie the other day say, well, mankind only uses 3%, 4% of his mind. When he uses 5%, he's considered a genius. That's considered an idiot in heaven's standards. Because Adam was created with 100% of his mind. All he had to do was think. Boop, and he was on the other side of the world. He moved like the angels. All he had to do was think about heaven, and he was there. Body, soul, and spirit. I was in an ecstasy, taking communion, thinking about being in Cincinnati because I wanted to be there. I'm taking communion just thinking about Cincinnati, and my body's coming apart. And I'm in Cincinnati. Don't think about it. Don't think about it. You'll never understand. Just accept it and believe it. These are testing signs, follow them. Believe.